Now James is going to introduce some good news about Norwich.
We all know that Norwich is a special place, but it is good to hear the city recognised in a variety of ways this week. Thorns, the independent DIY store in the city centre, has been named UK Retailer of the Year. Mousehold Heath has been highlighted for its leisure use and biodiversity in a national study. Store staff at the B&Q store on Boundary Road have been praised for their efforts after a man fell from his wheelchair. A city pub has introduced a remarkable new set of dishes, pizza puddings. And Norwich scientists have managed to boost the amount of vitamin D in tomatoes. Here's Bridget with the first of these cheering stories.
Thorns on Exchange Street won the Retailer of the Year at the DIY Week Awards 2022. The store has been open since 1835 and is a family-run business currently run by Peter Motts and his daughters Miriam Devlin and Emily Duke. Emily Duke said, "So many businesses enter, including the big national chains like Wickes and Homebase. So it's always a great achievement just to make the shortlist. And to win Retailer of the Year, which is the most prestigious category within the awards, is a real honour. It's something we are incredibly proud of, particularly when retail and many other businesses are going through such unprecedented times." The award is given by DIY Week, a magazine for retailers and suppliers in home improvement, to recognise excellence in the sector.
Mousehold Heath has been recognised for its importance for leisure use, well-being and biodiversity value in a country-wide study. The research, led by Newcastle University, shared the importance of urban commons using Norwich's Mousehold Heath as a case study. The three-year project looked at the history of the heath as well as Clifton and Durdham Downs in Bristol, Newcastle's Town Moor and Valley Gardens in Brighton. Project lead Professor Chris Rogers said, "The people of Norwich are very lucky to have Mousehold Heath as a major area of recreational green space near the centre of the city." Green Councillor Lucy Galvin said, "Mousehold Heath is an historic and important natural piece of heritage for the city. I really love the woodland and the way you can find hidden ponds and paths. You can lose yourself in a very pleasant way. And the little bit of heathland, it's extremely rare habitat. You find species there that are threatened and wouldn't find anywhere else. We're incredibly lucky. Once you discover it, there's nowhere quite like it."
A Helston man who fell from his wheelchair has welcomed the swift work of a business to ensure it never happened again. John Knowles visited B&Q in Boundary Road with his wife Beryl in April when he tipped out of his manual wheelchair while coming down a dropped curb. "I left at great speed," he said. "I hit the pathway which goes between the rows of cars, probably at too fast a speed, and I went ahead and the chair didn't. The curb was a lowered one but not flush with the path. Literally within seconds, there were four B&Q staff helping me. The response was tremendous. Thankfully uninjured, John thought nothing of it until he returned last week and discovered a concrete ramp had been erected in the same spot to ensure it never happened again. He added, "It's almost unique. I don't think I've ever seen a business respond to an incident like that so quickly. I've certainly never seen it done so speedily and with no fuss. I felt touched, especially after years of struggling with Helston's pavements." The 77-year-old retired teacher who's lived in Helston for 45 years suffers from post-polio syndrome. As the condition affects his lower legs, John uses a wheelchair to get about independently. He continued, If you talk to any disabled person, they get very tired of the same cliched approach towards disability. A B&Q spokeswoman said, "We are really pleased to have made a difference for John and grateful for his kind words. We want all of our customers to have a positive experience when shopping with us."
For many people, just putting pineapple on a pizza is a step too far. A city pub has started serving pizza puddings topped with lashings of chocolate, fruit and even granola. The Rose Inn on Queen's Road officially launched the new dessert menu. Landlady Dawn Hopkins said, "We started doing pizzas when we came out of the first lockdown. We had a really good reception and people are still enjoying them. So we just wanted to add something a little bit different. We use 8-inch bases, which we use for our savoury pizzas. All we do is change the toppings. We thought we would bring sweet pizzas to Norwich, and they are absolutely delicious. I think a lot of people are looking forward to trying it, but there are some who don't know what to make of it." Some of the flavours on offer include Banitsa, based on a banoffee pie with a toffee sauce base topped with banana, chocolate chips, granola and drizzled with salted caramel sauce. Or try the Chocky Wocky Ooh Ah, with chocolate sauce base topped with brownies, mascarpone, granola and salted caramel sauce. The Rose Inn, which had previously a wet pub, has continued to adapt since the coronavirus pandemic.
Norwich scientists have boosted the amount of vitamin D in tomatoes by altering the plant's genetic code. Researchers at the John Innes Centre said the breakthrough offers a sustainable solution to a global health problem, as millions of people are estimated to be deficient in vitamin D needed for healthy bones and muscles. It is also known as the sunshine vitamin, as it is produced in the human body from sunlight absorbed by the skin. But in winter and in higher latitudes, many people need extra vitamin D from supplements or from a small number of foods, including oily fish, red meat and egg yolks. The pro-vitamin D enriched tomatoes we have produced offer a much-needed plant-based source of the sunshine vitamin.